somebody does you a favor, you might say, well, thank you, I'm much, what?
Well, you just say, thank you, I'm much happy with it, and
okay.
They might care.
Well, you might say,
appreciate it.
Okay, well, I'm thinking about something else now. Maybe you, a woman, she earns her own living, she takes care of herself, she says, I'm what, to nobody. Meaning that she doesn't owe anything to anybody, she's for welfare, whatever.
Well, I just wouldn't know how to answer that exactly.
Well, would you say I'm beholden to nobody or obligated to nobody?
I imagine she'd say, well, I ain't obligated to nobody.
Okay.
That'd be what I'd think.
Okay.
I wouldn't know.
Would you ever say, you know, for a present or a favor or something like that, I'm much obliged or obliged?
Yes, ma'am. Much obliged. Happy with it. Pleased.
Okay. When it gets down to 20 degrees, you say it's what?
Cold. Freezing.
Okay. And it's not just ordinary cold, it's what? This is a what?
Just a blizzard, did call.
Okay. Well, would you say a real cold day?
Yes, ma'am. A real cold day.
Okay. Granddaughter brings you a cake, you might say, after you tasted it, you'd say what? Well, this is what?
This is a mighty good cake.
Okay.
That's the old ways, but now they use different words, you know, delicious and things like that.
Yeah, okay, that's good. somebody asks you to do something, you say, well, I'll have time to do it.
I'll do something if I have time.
Okay, and I'll have time. You think you can do it, you say, I'll have time.
I'll have time to do it at a certain hour, you
okay.
See.
Well,
certain time.
I was hunting for a word there, like, I guess, or I reckon, or I suppose.
Yeah, I reckon, or I'll try, either
okay.
One.
Okay, and you buy most of your food today where? At
the grocery stores.
Okay. And you might say, well, today I had to go downtown and do some
shopping.
Okay. And after you picked out what you wanted at the store, the man did what to it for you?
He added up everything and
loaded
it in the...
Or maybe you go to the grocery store and you picked out some meat and the butcher cut it and then he what?
Wrap it.
Okay. And when you got home, you what? Before you cooked it, you did what to it?
Well, you'd unwrap it and wash it.
Okay, you had to unwrap it. Well, you might say, I took the package out of the bag and I, what?
Cooked the package of it and enjoyed it, I guess.
Okay, well, no, I was hunting for unwrap again.
Oh.
I took it out and I...
Unwrapped it.
That's what I want.
Taking it out
okay.
And unwrapped it.
Well, say the man that on that refrigerator, maybe he bought it for $300-$400, he sold it for $150, he sold it at a
reduced price.
Okay. Let's see, you might say about a new television set, well, I don't believe I can afford that. It what? Too
cost
much?
Cost too much.
Okay. Man that's selling it to you say, well, this if I sell it to you any cheaper, I'd be selling it at a
under cost.
Okay.